Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. And before we begin our next interview, I want to let our listeners know that our conversation will be dealing with sex. So if you want to catch a segment at a different time, maybe you're listening with young kids and you don't feel like answering certain questions about certain words at this moment, you can stream the show on demand or on your favorite podcasting app later today. A new film called Yes, God, Yes from the co-writers of Obvious Child is a hilarious mix of early aughts nostalgia, sexual awakening, and Catholic guilt. Here's the story. Alice is a Catholic high school student who is really into her faith, sort of. She takes pride in not breaking dress code at school and being a gift bearer during Mass, but she also has a secret. She started to discover her sexuality and her body, helped along by some sexed up AOL chat rooms. As Alice starts to tentatively experiment with masturbation, she has a chorus of teachers and priests and friends reminding her that any kind of sex before marriage, even with yourself, is a sin. Here's a scene from the film where Alice is having a conversation with her friend Laura, or at least she's trying to.
How was morality?
It was fine. Did you know that masturbating is a sin?
Ew, of course. Why?
I was just wondering.
Making me rewind Titanic back to the car scene twice is probably also a sin, just in case you were wondering that next.
Look, I only asked you to do that because I couldn't hear what Kate whispered to Leo when he said, "Where to, miss?"
Mm-hmm. Which just happens to be right before they make out and steam up that car window that Kate slaps her hand on.
I didn't write it.
Hoping to rid herself of desires and dispel a nasty rumor started about her and a fellow student, Alice heads to a Catholic spiritual retreat for a few days. But far from tamping down her sexuality, Alice's time on the retreat teaches her that not everyone is as pure as they say, and purity might not be an ideal to strive for anyway. Yes, God, Yes was written and directed by Karen Main, and it won the 2019 Special Jury Prize at South by Southwest. It premieres at virtual cinemas and drive-ins around the country on July 24th, and you can watch the film digitally on video on demand beginning July 28th. I'm joined now by director and writer Karen Main. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
And actor Natalia Dyer, who you might know as Nancy from Stranger Things. She stars as Alice. Hi, Natalia.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going okay. So, Karen, you know, you co-wrote the film Obvious Child, which was a rom-com that happened to have, like, abortion integral to the storyline. And Yes, God, Yes is about female sexuality with a plot point about masturbation. What is drawing you to these stories about women's sexual health and their sexuality?
I just really like to tell stories that depict women we don't often get to see on screen, but recognize from our lives. So, you know, I think there's been a fear of showing women's sexuality or women choosing to have abortions for some time in cinema. And thankfully, I do see that slowly starting to change. But I always strive to tell stories about, you know, women and female experiences that are very common to me and common to the women that I know in my own life.
So this was originally a short film, which you can still find online. And Natalia, you were in the short film as well as Alice. So when you read that original script, what drew you to Alice?
Well, firstly, it was just the way she was written. I think Karen is such a talented and witty writer. But for me, it was a lot about how this is a character who I'd never really come across in other scripts that I've read or projects that I've done. She felt really grounded and awkward and, you know, sincere and in her quest to be good, but also be good to herself. And it felt really liberating even to read it. I was very quickly like, yes, this is the kind of storytelling that I would like to be a part of. It was pretty quickly very excited about it.
Karen, what was something that you could explore in the full-length feature that you may have wanted to explore in the short, but you didn't have time?
Yeah, I mean, so the film was always intended to be a feature. I wrote the feature script long before I even thought I would make a short. The short was really done because I later decided to direct it. At first, I just thought this would be something I'd write and someone else would direct. Um,
But thankfully, as I approached a female director friend of mine to direct it, she was like, you should be directing this yourself. This is your story. And I'm so thankful she said that. But I think one of the things that I like that we get to explore in the feature that's not really in the short at all is this religious retreat that she goes on, that Alice goes on to try to, you know, redeem herself for her sins and her transgressions. And it's a real religious retreat that exists even today. And I'm sure many, many people have gone on it. A lot of our cast, younger cast, had been on it. I get messages from people who've gone on it. And I just think that really helps solidify the narrative that we were trying to tell.
Some of this is written from your personal experiences in Catholic school. And I'm curious about, when you sat down to write this, why did you think this subject matter would make a good movie?
Well, it really happened a while ago when I was in college, and I wrote an essay in a writing class about this retreat, not even thinking it would be a film. And my entire class, I went to the New School in New York, very different from Iowa, was like, wow, that's really intense and crazy and weird. And I didn't really fully understand that until those new thoughts were sort of presented to me. And I was like, maybe there's something here. And then, yeah, I always adding in, I was really frustrated that we didn't really get to see female coming of age stories that focused on female self-discovery. Usually these women are having partnered sex or losing their virginity, which are all very valid narratives. But usually women, I find, tend to discover themselves first before they venture out into the world of partnered sex. And I really wanted to show that.
My guests are Karen Main. She's the writer and the director of Yes, God, Yes, and Natalia Dyer, who stars in it as Alice, the main character. I want to play a clip of, it's a sex education class, and Alice is getting out of her high school, and the priest is giving a lesson, and he's played by Timothy Simons, who's so great. Many listeners know him from his role as Jonah on Veep. And this is the kind of sex education that Alice is getting. Let's take a listen.
But God created sex with boundaries and for a purpose. Does anyone want to take a stab at what that boundary is? Yes, wait.
Marriage.
Very good. And does anybody know the purpose?
To have children.
Perfecto.
When a man and a woman receive the sacrament of matrimony, God calls on them to create children in his image. Any sex outside of one man, one woman, one marriage is against God's plan.
What about sex with yourself?
Can you create children from sex with yourself?
No.
Right. So?
It's against God's plan.
Exactly.
So is that what the Bible means by spilling your seed? Now, is it spilling if you catch it?
All right.
We are called on to be chaste until we are married, and that means no sex with yourself or anyone else until you stand at that altar and you say, I do. Or else it is damnation for all eternity. And remember, God is always watching.
That's from Yes, God, Yes. So, Natalia, in that scene, Alice is sort of looking around a lot, and I was wondering what it would be in her thought bubble over her head as this is all happening. What is her internal monologue going on during the scene?
I think she's just had this experience and, you know, doesn't quite know what to make of it. And I think in high school it's a really important time where we look to our peers and everything around us to tell us that we're okay, you know. And I think in that moment it was kind of just listening in to see if anybody else was going through what she was going through, or if it was okay, and finding out that it's not okay by this standard that she's being told. So it's a bit of a roller coaster of emotions, and honestly it just goes straight to shame and confusion, I think.
So when Alice goes on the retreat, Natalia, for you as an actress, what is Alice seeking on the retreat? What does she want to accomplish on those few days? And how do you let us as the viewer know that without just saying, I want to accomplish this?
I think Karen is very so good about showing and not telling everything. I think Alice, like Karen had said, she wants to be good. She really prides herself on being good, and then this happens, and she finds this part of herself, and suddenly she thinks, this is bad. This is not good. And I think, yeah, she goes on this retreat to sort of come back to that more pure sense of self. But of course, during this retreat, she learns a lot more comes up with a very different frame of mind than she was going into it. And discovering just some of the hypocrisy that she's been living around.
So Karen, the scenes in the retreat, which is a bulk of the movie, there's definitely, you point out the hypocrisy, and there's definitely some laughs, but there's also some very sincere moments in the times at the retreat between some of the students, but when they reveal certain things about themselves. How did you decide to find the right balance as you were writing it between, yes, I'm writing a comedy, I'm also writing Come of Age, but I also want to make sure I have some really sort of emotional and touching parts of the story as well?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I find the film sometimes getting described as a sex comedy, and I wouldn't say it's not a sex comedy, but I think the definition we have around that tends to bring to mind like raunchy, sexy, American Pie kind mm-hmm. of vibe. And that's really definitely not what I was going for. I was trying to walk this like sort of finer line where it is funny, but it is also sincere, as you say. And really like, teenagers discovering sex, it's never really like sexy. It's probably always funny, but I think it's really usually raw and realistic and honest. And I was always trying to keep it tethered to those kinds of things. And I think because it was so much my own story, that made it really easy to keep it grounded. And I remember telling Natalia and other cast, like, just anecdotes from my life that didn't make it in the film to help sort of, to solidify them in the world that they were in. I mean, 80% of what happens in the film literally happened to me, including that clip you played about a partial birth abortion, which we watched a video of in high school.
Oh my.
And to the Peter Gabriel song In Your Eyes, and our priest telling us to imagine the eyes were Jesus's eyes. I just tried to keep it, really realistic and honest. And I think the tone kind of found itself from that.
My guests are Karen Main and Natalia Dyer. We're talking about their film, Yes, God, Yes. Natalia, what was it like to tap into your memories of being a teenager? Those are sometimes really tough memories to access. How was it for you?
I've been playing teenagers for a while now, but I think what was different about Alice is that it really was leaning into that just unsure part of yourself. I think it feels like forever ago, but at the same time, they're very visceral memories because it's just a very visceral, important time in your life. I think, it was interesting to think back to how much emphasis you put on how you're perceived and your peers, and, to think back to what it feels like to spreading rumors, like people spreading rumors, hearing rumors, having rumors spread about you and what that does and how it makes you feel. And a lot of shame again involved, a lot of shame and fear and worry about it. I think a lot of it was just, in the writing and in the space and through Karen's direction to get in the mindset.
People will at me if I don't ask you about Stranger Things 4. Are you filming yet?
Don't at you. So we had started filming earlier this year, and then, everything happened, and we've been on a pause. We're still on pause. We don't really know when things are going to get moving again, but we think, when they do, it's going to be very excited to get back to filming this season.
Well, until then, they can watch you in this new film, which is really, really pretty great. It's called Yes, God, Yes. Karen Main wrote it and directed it. Natalia Dyer stars in it as Alice. Thank you so much for joining us, Karen and Natalia.
Thank you.
Thank you.